Good morning. Hey,
hey.
Bill Gilmer in for Paul Miller. By the way, we had that little contest going on, that the Michigan Trivia Contest will continue tomorrow, apparently, since no one correctly guessed the date that Prohibition was voted in here in Michigan. So we'll do that. You know what date that was, Doug?
I was going to say 1919, but
yeah, he's close. 1919 is when it went nationally, but not in Michigan.
No,
so
I
no more guesses.
I should have went with my first guess. I had a different guess earlier.
Doug who? It's Doug Dolph, the executive director of United Way here in St. Clair County. And it's kind of United Way morning so far. Dr. Annette Mercantant is former president?
Yes, she's our ex officio president this year.
And Doug, of course, executive director. I've been involved with the United Way since time immortal, on one of, what am I, a special?
Special Gifts Committee is part of our campaign team.
That's right. I do absolutely nothing and get lauded with.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it's listeners.
You know.
He's a great asset for us.
But it works out well. What is the campaign now, about? We're halfway
about,
there?
Well, no, we're over halfway.
Okay,
we're about 70% right now.
Oh, good.
So it's moving, but we're only 1 month away from calling on a number. So we've got a lot of work to do. You know, the finish line's always tough to get to.
So it's a $1 million-plus campaign.
Yes, $1.2 million.
Million
and some change.
And that is what, higher than last year? About
no,
the same?
It's a little lower than last year. We've been seeing some down, so we didn't get so aggressive this year. We knew there were some things that weren't going to happen that happened last year, some special events and so forth.
Yeah, you just don't pull numbers out of the air. You actually think about this quite a lot.
We go over and mull over all the numbers from the previous year, historical numbers, and things that we do know that aren't going to happen again, and then try to mix in some what we think new stuff might come in and come up with a good target.
It's heavily based business manufacturing, and by that I mean it's employee contributions, often from payroll checks.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if a company moves out of town with a lot of employees, then that's a direct hit to the United Way.
Those we usually don't know ahead of time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, our big campaign comes from a dollar a pay from a lot of people on the floor, a lot of people that don't make a lot of money necessarily, but they're the ones that are in need of service. They see it, have used it, or know somebody that's used it. So they know the need is there and want to make sure that there's dollars available.
And what are some of those services most used? So you got about 20 organizations.
We have 24 organizations, providing about 36 different programs and services, including some direct services at the United Way, including our medical loan closet, which is available to any St. Clair County resident. And also we do direct services such as helping with rent assistance, helping with utility costs, things of that nature. We have a cancer fund in case people have some issue with travel, getting forth back and forth to getting cancer treatments. So there's a variety of different funds and things that we do for the community.
You've got Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton. Risa,
number of,
Imagination Library. There's we work with MRS here locally for rehab services, which we fund $60,000 to that program, which the state matches, which provides $222,000 locally in our community for services.
And you don't necessarily fund the organization. You fund the programs that the organizations do. So there's a lot of thought in that process.
Yeah, our Citizens Review Committee, most through their request, and they are programs. They're now, we don't fund an agency.
Yep.
They come up and they want a certain program, whether it be for youth, adults, could be anything from... We start with the Imagination Library. When you're born, you can get a book, all the way up to the hospice home when you need a place to sort of have your last days and be comfortable.
And one of the newer, bigger items, I think, that has brought a whole lot of publicity almost nationwide to the local United Way is this freighter raffle.
Oh, my God. This year, the freighter raffle, I've been doing this since 2013, and it's just gone off the rails. Last year, at the end of December, we had sold about 800 tickets. We're selling 3,500. Right now, we're at about 2,300 tickets sold.
Wow. And that's 10 bucks a pop.
10 bucks a pop. So at the pace we're at, we're if you're interested in going, you better get your tickets.
That's
because
right.
We could be out before the end of January because we only have 3,500 tickets.
Now, Annette and I were fortunate enough to be the chaperones last year on the trip, or this past year, I guess it was. It is still the Jugurtha?
Well, they don't guarantee it. Now, since I've been here, it's always been the Tagirtha, but we can't say it's going to be the Tagirtha because of politics or whatever you want to call it. But you'll be on a Great Lakes freighter, and 99.9% it'll probably be the Tagirtha.
Probably the Tagirtha. Well, number one, it has to be flying the lakes.
That's true. Yeah. Yes.
And it'll at least be the steamship company that owns
it. Yeah, it's an Interlake Steamship is the one that owns it, and they let us know.
And I think, Caleb, you were on at least a short-run freighter trip, were you not, up north?
Yeah, I've been on one of their tug barge combos.
And you got to admit,
Dorothy and Pathfinder.
Okay, right.
It's not as grand as the... Paul R. Tregearth or a 1,000-footer would be, but it was still quite the experience.
And nothing
quite like that.
Well, right, and that's the main thing we were talking earlier about this trip, and it's the experience. I mean, you would have to hate the water, hate being on a ship. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to take this trip. A very rare experience to be on board a 1,000-foot freighter, the biggest one in the Great Lakes, and to get to meet and see how the crew interacts.
It's a working ship, so you actually get to see them load, unload, and get to talk with the crew, get their experience. So it's not a cruise.
No, it's definitely not a cruise. Now, depending on the weather and the days, you can have you can go out in the lawn chair and get a sunburn or whatever. You're going to watch some beautiful sunrises and sunsets. But it is a working freighter.
I do recall waving at you guys going
yes.
Just before you went under the bridge last year wearing your orange shirt, so it was pretty funny. But that's looks like a beautiful back deck there to be viewing
absolutely.
Everything.
Yeah, it's a beautiful view. Of course, it was built to view for the freighter captain and crew to see what's going on around them. But a fantastic view, a fantastic voyage. We ended up in where we started in St. Clair, went to Monroe, stopped in Detroit for fuel, and went all the way to Duluth to reload again. And Duluth was kind of an interesting town, too. I know there's been a little competition between Duluth and Port Huron as to who the great maritime city is. I dare say hats off to Duluth. They know how to draw a crowd. Yeah. Perhaps the most interesting sidebar thing with all of this, with the freighter trip, was the number of, the fans of freighters along the way. You've got people along near the Blue Water Bridge watching the freighters go by. They know them by name, know the size, and everyone waves. Same thing happens at Sault Ste. In fact, not only does the same thing happen, in some cases, it's the same people that drive up to Sault Ste. Marie to see the freighter again, and then go to Duluth and see the freighter again.
Well, you can just about touch them.
Yeah.
At Sault Ste. Marie, going through the locks. That's what I understand. I mean, the girth only.
You're inches on the width. Duluth, it's a little better, but Duluth has that strange bridge. The horizontal bridge. I forget exactly it's called, but it's a unique item in itself. And Duluth has a really nice downtown, or at least maritime area.
Well, it's nice that you're able to go for, 2 or 3 hours. You get to go into downtown Duluth, which is a nice little diversion.
Explanation by the ship's crew on how things work. Good tours of we got to go into the bowels of the thing.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
And it's just amazing. Now, have you been on it?
No, I have not been on the trip.
I think your assistant's been. Brent's been there.
Brent went on it 1 year, yes.
Yep.
We know Dick Cummings has been on it 3 or 4 times as our representative. And Alice Reeves was on it.
The Reeves couple.
I've been on it,
definitely.
Yes. Yep. So, there have been some locals that have been on it a few times.
And it comes up, the United Way does it with a raffle tickets, obviously, as a fundraiser.
Right.
I believe the March of Dimes does it as a single event auction.
Exactly.
And I think they got up to
$13,000. Something like that, so you need a lot of money to buy that trip.
That's right. It's not cheap.
So
a lot of Caribbean cruises that I could have taken for that kind of money.
But we like the way we're doing it because everybody... Has a chance. So
you announce the winners when?
April 30th at our annual meeting, we'll have the drawing, and we draw 2 winners. Each winner can bring a guest. And if you've won, you'll be called on May 1st.
On May 1st.
Your number, yes. So be by the phone on May 1st. You may be the one.
Trip itself is when?
Go somewhere between mid-June to mid-July. Okay. Since it's a working ship and schedules are as they are, they change, yep. as you know, being on it. We've had some of them diverted because they get a call while they're out. They have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you have to be flexible, number one, on your schedule.
It's
when it's going to start.
Yeah. It's usually within a week. But I may not
be able to tell you until June 1st.
Yeah.
Until they tell me, I cannot tell you.
Yeah. So that's kind of up in the air. All the proceeds obviously go to the United Way.
Yep.
And
goes to the main campaign. The current campaign. So definitely helps us out. So
another big event that you traditionally have coming up not that far away, now that we have Christmas behind us and soon to have New Year's behind us, is all the green and Irish celebrations.
Yeah, we're already working on that. I've got the bands already lined up. I've got the freighters. Is lined up. We're again going to be on the Paul Miller Show 6 to 10, and this time exactly on the 17th. It's Tuesday.
17th.
It's going to be on Tuesday morning, so you can come and join us. Enjoy some good old Irish music and
eggs and ham
and breakfast. Yep. And we'll just have a really good time and raise a lot of money because we've got some good auction items this year. Different ones that we're trying to obtain. We're going to probably have up to maybe 6 different gifts this year, so it's going to be a little bit more. We sell those tickets at $2 a ticket, and we usually raise somewhere between $6,000 to $8,000 that day.
Wow!
So
it's good.
We hope to do better this year, but we'll see.
It's a good run. What can folks do if they're interested in donating to the United Way and have not done so either through their employer or self?
They can come to our office, 1723 Military Street. It's one block south of Oak Street. Or they can get us online at uwstclare.org and go to our website. That gives you all the information. You can buy freighter tickets through there, donate through there, or just check out our website. Check out what's going on, and you can check out our financial statements, our 990s. Everything is open book for us.
And seamless.
As much as
website.
We can.
That's right. And transparent. So, Doug Dahl from the United Way here in St. Clair County, our guest this morning. We wish you luck with the campaign. Let's get that remaining 20-30% out of here.
Yeah, that's what we're working on.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Yeah, thank you. And Happy New Year to all you out there. Thank you.
Great. Bill Gilmer, and for vacationing, Paul Miller.